Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, it's all about the truth. We're talking to Dr. Doug Rocky today, and you can listen to him on his radio show he does on Sunday evenings. Dr. Rocky, before we get into the phone calls in the next segment, tell the listeners how they can listen to this kind of information every Sunday night.
Well, Sunday night we have what's called Warrior Connection, and Warrior Connection is on the Progressive Radio Network. Gary Noel put it together. Gary Noel has done incredible work in documentaries. Again, the companion documentary to Beyond Treason is Gulf War Illness, Killing Their Own. He's done two of those. He's done all the work on Reveal All the Homelessness on the Vets and everything else. And Dr. Gary Noel is an incredible, incredible individual. And so we set up Warrior Connection. And Warrior Connection is for the military, for the veteran, for the current military. And we discuss all these health and environmental issues. We discuss medical, environmental issues. We discuss education issues. We discuss everything under the sun. And I have a guest every week, different one. Like this last Sunday, I had Chris Martini, who is the producer, actor, writer, and everything of Trooper. Trooper is a full-length feature film dealing with the effects on a family member where the father was a Vietnam vet dying of Agent Orange and the kid coming back. In other words, who's the main star of the film is an OIF vet, and he came back, and they have all the health and environmental effects, all the stuff that's happened to him, the family interactions, the lost loves, the fights, and all this stuff. So Trooper is an incredible, incredible full-length feature film with professional actors. It's not a talking head documentary. It's a feature film that's dealing with the reality and thoroughly documented, again, based on everything the Chris learned from working from Gary Noel and watching Beyond Treason and everything else. Right now you need to get that thing and see it. Help Chris is trying to get the film distributed all out. So you can just say Trooper and, Chris Martini, Martini Productions and everything else, or go to Warrior Connection at prn.fm and listen to the whole show. We've had individuals on there, directors before, dealing with all of the different medical care, say, for example, acupuncture and all this stuff, and how that can be used and how effective that is, had the director from the VA on. We've had the stuff where we talked on there, talked exactly about the guy that was a chief prosecutor for Mile ID in Vietnam. We talked about it. We had the experts on there dealing with the nuclear weapons in the Middle East. So it's a whole host of different things. Every week we have an update about what the health effects are, what's new in Congress, what are new bills, and everything else. So very good, but again, it's designed very specifically for military personnel and their families.
And I encourage you to listen to the program. And how do they listen? Again, give the website.
It's prn.fm.
prn.fm. And what time on Sunday?
It's from 7 to 8 o'clock Eastern Time, which is 6 to 7 o'clock Central Time, or 4 to 5 in the Pacific Time.
And, you know, along with that, you know, I know you've been targeted. You have been, it has not been a good existence since you started telling all this information. Are they leaving you alone now? Are you still getting those, the harassing letters, et cetera?
Well, yeah, it never stops. The same thing. I mean, they were going after both you and I together here a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. You know, and I took care of that. I didn't want to get you involved, but again, they were coming back on down that Beyond Treason was false and there's no information and the documents were all, you know, didn't exist and all this stuff.
Are you serious? I did not know that. Where was that emanating from?
Well, that the same guys.
Really?
Yeah, and, you know, I didn't bring you in on it because it was happening and I just took care of it myself. And
that
whole thing, what I've done, and it's been very interesting because I've still got some of the guys that I work with on the DU project are still on active duty, still running the show at Aberdeen Proving Ground, Maryland, and all this stuff. And so whenever they call us, I just call them up and say, okay, you got to stop this. Here's what the requirements are. Most interesting is Canada and their VA put out a report some months ago totally disavowing all the health and environmental effects of DU, totally disavowed all of the Army regulations and everything else, all the internal memorandum, denied that the AFRI report ordering shrapnel be left in the soldiers to find out what the health effects are.
You know what? Anyway, we'll be back. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's all about the truth. Joining us today is probably one of the bravest people ever to come out of the military to stand and then stand. And he is telling it like it is. Pentagon doesn't like it. As you heard in the last segment, there's been an attack on Beyond Treason. So I have offered to Dr. Rocky that I will bring those people on who are attacking Beyond Treason, saying the documents are not accurate, and we will have Dr. Rocky on. So we will find out who's willing to come forward and stand by what they've been putting out. So much of this information is just junk. They want to attack the messenger. We all know that song and dance. And we like to challenge people here at the Power Hour, and that's what we want to do because, you know, unfortunately, too many lives are at stake over the issue of the lies. And they have to continue to support the existing lie. Remember what Dr. Rocky said earlier. The myth and lies have to be sustained. Even at, well, even if they have to destroy other people's lives, and they are doing that. Let me go to the phone calls. We're going to find out what you have to say. Let's go to Dean in Pennsylvania. Dean, you're on the air with Dr. Doug Rocky. Go ahead, please.
Good morning to both of you. What I was going to bring up is going to back up exactly what the major was saying. And also probably raise even some more questions. I was with Alpha Company, 313th MI Battalion of the 82nd Airborne. I got to that unit in late February of 90. In June of 90, I had a parachuting accident, pretty good one. So I was laid up. I was on what you call a breathing profile. Now, I believe it was in 9th. Or 10th of August, okay? The word come down, boom. Actually, I was doing CQ that night. We're deploying.
Okay, CQ. Tell the listeners what that means. You know, when you say MI, that's military intelligence, but a lot of people don't know that.
Right.
And then CQ is what?
CQ is charge of quarters. That's when an enlisted and an officer is in charge of a barracks. We keep track of who comes in, who comes out. It's like a 24-hour duty. You sit there. Watch TV and just keep an eye on everything going on.
Okay.
So I had left there at 6 in the morning. I had just got home. Phone rang. A guy in my battalion, Sergeant Dan, called. He said, hey, get your stuff. Get back in here. It's the real deal. So I go in, crutches and all. I was still on crutches. Like I said, I was on a breathing profile. I was allowed to come to unit, and that's it. So anyway, we get to deployment starts happening. So we're all locked in. Everything's going on. People are getting the stuff around. The lists are coming down. Who's getting deployed? Who's staying? Who's doing this? Blah, blah. All right. So this is going on. All right. After about 2 weeks, now a lot of people think, boom, the whole division goes. Now, we have what's called a ready brigade. They're the first ones up, wheels up, 18 hours. Okay. Now, the deployment continues on for almost a month. About the second week into this, they start issuing these pills. They look like they're in, you know the water purification tabs that you...
Yeah, the blister packs.
Exactly.
The blister packs.
Oh, no. These weren't blister packs. These were in little, looked like glass bottles. And they had...
Oh, really?
On. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Later on, we found out that was some kind of... agent are supposed to stop the nerve agent, and they were instructed to take one a day, every day.
That's
PB. I didn't have to, excuse me, sir?
That's prednisolone bromide.
Oh, is that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had to sign off on that. I do remember that, because at that point in time, what I was doing, since I was pretty much broke, I was helping with issuing and in any way possible, paperwork, things like that. These guys go over. I never get to go. I didn't get back on jump status until it was May or June of 91. So with my injury I had, I get back on jump status. Okay, fine and dandy. All right. We come back. I get out in June of 93. Okay, I ETS out. I had about enough. All right, so I ETS out. I didn't go for anything for VA, any compensation for my back or anything. I was thoroughly disgusted, and I was warned about getting nothing for free. I get out. All right, first thing happened, and this is what's weird. In late October 93, I get a letter stating that, reminding me that I am still on IRR and I am still holding a Victor slot. A Victor slot is what is called, it's a Ranger slot. That means I'm Ranger qualified, and it was basically a reminder, and I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute. We just have Blackhawk down. This isn't right because I never held a Ranger slot. I held
okay,
a parachute.
Okay, all right. We're going to run out of time, unfortunately, but so what happened as a result of all of this?
Okay, the two letters. Okay, then I got another letter the following year. It was that my unit was in a certain area of Iraq, okay, even though I didn't deploy, and that I should contact the VA, and it had on top of it my battalion. It was a letterhead and everything. I never contacted them. I thought, I don't have to worry about it. I wasn't there. 95 comes around. I'm starting to have problems with my back. I try to contact them. They don't have my records. They said there was some kind of fire down in Louisiana. They have nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The old fire.
And what the duck, yes. And what the doctor was bringing up coincides exactly with it, because it's still to this day. You know, I just re-injured my back again, and finally one of my best friends said, hey, look, you need to go to the VA.
Okay, but let me go to Dr. Rocky, because, Dr. Rocky, you hear this story all the time. You hear this kind of information all the time. There's really basically no treatment and no support for the veterans, much less any compensation when they deserve it. I mean, Dean's story is pretty much kind of what you hear all the time, isn't it? Only it gets worse.
24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I mean, what we've seen and what happening is everybody wants to stay with the hoo-ha factor and stay within the military and believe and trust until they get sick or injured. And then they try to get care, and then all of a sudden they're banging on my door, calling me in the middle of the night, screaming on the emails or stopping me on the street. And that's not just me. It's a whole group of us that care. I mean, you've had this happen to yourself. Now they're asking for help. Now all of a sudden when they're crashing and burning, now they want to know what happened to them and how they get the care taken care of. Well, when the VA doesn't provide you the information, when you go to a Veterans Service Officer, American Legion, VFW, they don't have the information by design. They don't give you the reports. They don't give you the internal memorandum confirming the health effects from the burn pits, directing medical care. They don't give you the information confirming the health effects of depleted uranium. This is not stuff I created. This is VA and Department of Defense internal reports. Then the soldier can't get any care. So when he submits his claim, the claim is inadequate. It doesn't have the information there, and they deny him. This is what they've done to me personally. I mean, totally personally. Submit it. They destroyed the records. I submit it. They destroyed the records. They disavow that it happened, and yet it's all there. And, again, it's avoiding liability. So, I mean, what happened during Desert Storm has now happened completely with the same unit. We just heard the 82nd Airborne. I mean, this is it's ludicrous.
It is. It absolutely is. It is fraud. It's destruction of military records. It is destruction of medical records. It's called spoilage of records. There are people who need to be in prison for the rest of their natural lives for what has been done here. And it gets worse. It really does. Let me go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on the air with Dr. Rocky. Go ahead, please.
Well, I think this betrayal trauma by the government is extremely widespread, and the military people are not necessarily the people suffering the most. You know, like, let's take the Indians, for instance. You know, the government broke hundreds of treaties with them. And, you know, it's military and police that enforced this against them. They were completely innocent. You know, the military and police have to take responsibility for the trauma they have inflicted on other people. They kind of signed up to dance with the devil. There are other people who, like, take Larry Pinkney, who's a regular guest on your program. You know, you don't think he hadn't suffered betrayal trauma by the justice system? You know, it's the justice system that put him in jail, framed him and put him in jail for 10 years. The justice system in this country that can financially rape you, tear apart families, make you feel like you're a mouse in a room full of cats for years on end, it's mental torture. And so the thing is, the government betrayal is not limited to, and I think people in the outside world besides the military can suffer just as much, if not worse. And the thing that would make me happy is if the people in the military, more of them would do like Doug Rocky, come
yes.
forward, tell the truth, and start. They're the ones with the training. If you know, one or two they pick off, but all these people are going along to get along, hoping they don't, they come out unscathed, hanging on for the money and the bennies. And the thing is, if large numbers of the military stood up and did something about this, our problems would be fixed.
Okay, let me go to Doug on that, because there's, I think, some things happening in the military right now. Renee is right. This betrayal trauma that we are all experiencing, I mean, everyone is, from everything back to the betrayal of our government, no matter what it is affecting people. But we don't want it to overwhelm us, because we want to be able to respond. But the betrayal trauma, Dr. Rocky, is something military people feel significantly right now, because it is the illusion of the military that they're having to deal with, or the you know, the inappropriate illusion of what they thought was correct. But this is huge. This is huge. That's a great reason why people commit suicide in the military, is it not?
Well, absolutely. Total frustration. Let's go back. After the DU project, and this is crazy, and as you know, you've seen the reports, I got asked to work for Deputy Secretary of Defense Sherry Goodman. And I was part of a team, and what we were doing was tasked to write the protocols and procedures to clean up all the environmental contamination, all the health effects of military operations on tribal lands throughout the United States. And we did. And all that stuff was ignored. So what the U.S. military has done to the tribes and everything, the American Indian, is beyond comprehension from day one.
All right, total devastation. Yeah, when we come back, I want you to talk about Idaho, and I want you to talk about what's going on in the military with the young officers. We'll be back. 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Dr. Doug Rocky is our guest. Joyce Ryan. He will never have to have regrets that he didn't do something. But think about the people that have blood on their hands. For all the military people, these people cannot have a soul, if you ask me. Dr. Rocky, I was going to ask you about Idaho. Why Idaho, and why is it a problem as a result of Desert Storm?
One, we had Camp Doha that blew up, and we had all kinds of contamination. We had chem biological weapons. We had depleted uranium in the munitions and the tanks and the vehicles, and all this stuff blew up. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I've heard different ways, and I've had conflict information about what happened and how it happened, okay? But either way, it blew up. And was an incredible level of contamination in Camp Doha in Kuwait. In December of 1992, General Paul Greenberg sent an order down to us at the U.S. Army Environmental Policy Institute and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Research Lab, CIRL, co-located right here at the University of Illinois, to put together a cleanup plan to clean up Kuwait and basically the Highway of Death, you know, and get rid of all this contamination, especially for the Kuwait and Camp Doha. And we were ordered to write this again. It went from CIRL and AEPI up through the Army chain to General Greenberg. Then it went up through the chain again. Eventually it got to Madeleine Albright, who had requested it, and then was transferred over to the Emirate of Kuwait. Now, this was a cleanup protocol, and guess what? We wrote it for, very specifically, for a company called Kellogg Brown and Root Halliburton.
Uh-oh.
I wonder, how, you know, they come up all the time with a disaster, don't they?
Yes.
And so they would get the money to clean it up. So, in other words, the boss himself said, let's go to war and do it, Dickie Cheney, and then his company is going to clean up the money to get all the mess cleaned up. Well, nothing happened. And just probably 4 or 5 years ago, the Kuwaitis finally said, that's enough of this, got to clean it all up. So they started bulldozing everything, picking everything up, and they put it into conexes. They took it and they shipped it via sea over to Longview, Washington, unloaded it there. Now all the contamination's getting out. And then it was taken by rail from Longview, Washington, over to Boise, Idaho. And basically Boise, Idaho, there's a company called American Ecology, and all this incredible amount of contamination, I mean incredible amount of contamination, that was so severe the Kuwaitis wanted out, causing all the health and environmental effects, and we knew it caused the health effects on the military, you know, and guys on my team that went there, for sure. I had 3 of my guys got from EOD, got dead, got blowed up when they were trying to clean up that mess. That was in the summer of 1991. I was back here at the university, you know, issuing directives and everything on how to clean it up and what to do. I was already out and back to the university, but there wasn't anybody else to do it. you know, until our team could get deployed and get over there, the other members that were still around. And so all this contamination is very nice in by American Ecology outside of Boise, Idaho. No way to contain this. All the contamination got spread from the port all the way through. We have people getting sick at the port. We have people getting sick en route. And now it's just all buried in Idaho. We've got all the fires in Idaho. I don't know where the fires are in relationship to all this stuff is buried, but all this stuff gets burned or resuspended. You got terrible. You got all the health effects. You got all the soil and water contamination and transfer. In other words, we trash this area, and then the Kuwaitis said clean it all up, and they picked it all up and sent it back to Boise, Idaho, and buried it there for the Americans to be affected.
Unbelievable, and people don't know about this.
Well, I mean, nobody's supposed to know about any of this stuff. I mean, within the military keeps the information isolated from the unit commanders and from the soldiers all the time on everything.
Yeah, but you've been talking about this. We've been talking about this. And the idea that this kind of thing can go on, right? I don't know how the people of Boise, Idaho feel right now about this, but that's just, I mean, you talk about criminal. Now, before we go to the break, real quickly here, it appears there is some unrest in the military. Do you want to speak to what you can say about that?
Yeah, I mean, what you need to do is go to armytimes.com website yourself and read it. What there's some unrest, the individuals, you got some junior officers, mid-grade field officers that are saying enough of enough. I mean, this is a real mess. We have to do something. I mean, the commanders have failed us in all stretches of the imagination. They've lied about everything. You need to go to Army Times and read the actual reports yourself. Read the links. It's up there. What is happening in the military itself, because of all this stuff, okay, the health effects, the environmental effects, the deployments for no reason at all. Suicides are still skyrocketing. I mean, again, the suicide, they look at, they come up with all this stuff, but they're not dealing with the hardcore reality, the lies, the myth, the denied medical care, the frustration. So suicides are still skyrocketing within the military. The other thing that's happening, again, go to armytimes.com website to read the actual stories, is the spouse and child abuse is a total epidemic.
Spouse, we need to talk about that. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Power Hour. Dr. Rocky is our guest. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries. You're listening to a special encore of The Power Hour.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 33 minutes after the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, it is truly beyond treason. The U.S. government's long history of conducting deadly military experiments and the documents that prove it. It's in Beyond Treason. Dr. Doug Rocky stars in Beyond Treason. Please get a copy of this. It's only $10 along with all the other two DVDs that you're going to get. Please get it. Get it out. Get it to the people. If you're a vet, if you have served and you've never gotten a copy of Beyond Treason, we'll send you the vet version at the Power Hour at no charge. It's not about the money. It's about getting it as fast into the hands of people as we can so that people will stop joining a corrupt military that only is concerned about itself. And money control is what it's all about. It is not about the mission any longer. It's not about democracy. It is not about freedom. And it is using these troops up and spitting to them to the curb, basically, after they're done, or kicking them to the curb, I guess I should say, like a dead animal. Waiting for an army to die is what it's all about. The betrayal, like Renee was saying, is so huge. The betrayal trauma that we all experience. But it's time that we know what is real. What is true? Let's go to Ralph in Michigan. Ralph, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Rocky.
Joyce, thank you. Dr. Yes. Rocky, I salute you, sir.
Thank you.
You know, here's the thing. They're having one thing. They're having too many fires in Louisiana and in Texas, which I've experienced.
And St. Louis.
You know, I just don't understand that. But regardless, you know, it is what it is, and they've destroyed the records, and I'm a living testimony of that. But the thing is I'm going to challenge each and every person out there because, you know what, our duty ain't over when we get discharged. Our duty ain't over when you know, life goes on. Our duty is every day to each and every person and to ourselves and to our wives.
Yes.
You know, I am a disabled vet, and I have trouble getting around. But the thing is we send what we can, donations into you, Joyce. And I'm not trying to brag or pull anybody's strings here, but, you know, to get those Beyond Treason CDs, and we hand them out. We don't hand them out willy-nilly. We hand them out to people that will take interest in them and that will watch them and that will pass them around. Matter of fact is that we've been passing them out down at the VA. And, you know, now because of us passing around Power Hour stuff and Beyond Treason stuff and other things, they have taken notice and have started putting audits on stuff on my cases where they've restricted payments now, which, you know what, it is what it is. They're going to do what they're going to do. And, you know, if I can sacrifice something for more information to help somebody else wake up, so be it.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate all that you've done. Ralph, can we send you some vet versions to give away? Do you need any?
No, we still got, like, what, 15 more? We just got an order, what, about a month ago, and we sent in a donation for it.
Well, you don't need to be donating for that.
Well, it costs you money to produce it. We're going to send you what we can, when we can.
Well, you are more than
fine. And we're going to pass them out, and we're going to make a big stink. And we did it at the farmer's market. We've been doing it for the last 5 weeks. We go on Sundays to the farmer market, and we're passing them out there. And we're telling people that once they watch it and get the information, to please pass it on to another caring individual that might take notice. And that's what more people need to do instead of, you know, you need to write letters, you need to call in, you need to go above and beyond. It doesn't take a whole lot. We put them in my wife's purse. She's carrying them around with her all the time. You know, that way when
Wonderful.
We meet somebody through casual conversation, we have one to pass out.
Well, that is so important, and I appreciate your saying that, and I appreciate your doing that. Believe me, it is important to get it out there. Thank you so much, Ralph. And I know, you know, you have basically suffered. He has suffered as a result of doing this. What do you find, Dr. Rocky, it happens to you when you approach somebody with Beyond Treason, whether it's a senior officer, whether it's somebody at the VA? What do they say when they get Beyond Treason?
Well, in Danville VA, when I've given it to staff members, the directors have taken it away from them.
Taken it away from them?
Yeah, I personally gave a copy to my nurse, my doctor, to watch and see to understand the health, what this fat hacked into me, and they literally took it away from them, just said, you can't have it. I had that happen more than once.
Wow.
And that director is gone now, thank God, that did it. But, you know, they've got to share it. They have the information. They need to have the VA. They need to take this, not only Beyond Treason, you know, Trooper, the other ones, Gary Knowles, you know, Gulf Oils killing her own, but all the stuff in the document, specifically Beyond Treason, is give that to all the doctors and their nurses so they have the information. When I give it to somebody and they actually look at it, they're aghast. They find, oh, my God, I didn't know. I didn't have the information. It's all right here. This is official reports confirming the health and environmental effects directly in medical care, telling us what we need to do, and we didn't know. So, again, it's hide the information. That's what's been going on from day one. Hide the information from the troops. Hide the information from the family members. Hide the information from the doctors and the nurses providing care, so that they don't know, so therefore they can't provide the care, and they deny any correlation and deny any liability. It's money.
Absolutely.
They don't have enough money. I mean, again, the myth that there's no casualties and all this stuff was for real and we were protecting and saving freedom is pure nonsense.
Absolutely.
And I wish it
Absolutely.
Wasn't otherwise, because, see, that's the PTSD issue. You want to still belong in the system. You're still part of the system. We're still in the military, even though we're retired. Whatever, you know, you're still that in your brain, but yet you see what is happening and why, and then you have this incredible, incredible psychological effect. Now, the current kids that are coming in, they kind of, you know, lowered the recruiting standards, so you got a whole bunch of people have all kinds of problems, social and cultural problems to begin with. Then they're put in the military, and now these guys have been deployed over and over again. Well, they can't even deal with it on a regular basis, or families can't, so they come back. And everybody needs to go to Army Times and read the official report, Child Abuse in the Army, the Army's hidden child abuse epidemic. And this is, I'm looking at the report right now, and I'm looking at the headline, quote, Army's hidden child abuse epidemic, 30,000 kids abused, 118 killed. Army saw 40% increase in cases from 2009 to 2012. I mean, incredible.
Yes.
You know, and then they come on, you know, again, they've been focusing, and read another one. Quote, while the Army's intense public attention has been focused on suicides, domestic violence, and sex assaults in the tanks, then it cites this one young kid that was a casualty lay as part of the epidemic of child abuse inside the Army. So under the radar that even top brass were unaware of the scope and its alarming spike in cases. Nearly 30,000 children have suffered abuse or neglect in the Army homes over the past decade, and Army Times investigation shows, end quote.
I apologize for interrupting. The Army was unaware. They are so, we give them way too much credit for being stupid and for not knowing. You know they know. Children are brought into emergency rooms. Hospitals track those kinds of things. That just drives me crazy when I hear that kind of stuff. Army didn't know. Oh, they are so stupid. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you're on with Dr. Rocky. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I appreciate Dr. Rocky. He's putting himself out there, and I appreciate you, Joyce, and the help, what you guys are doing for the veterans. But I kind of want to get to the heart of the matter, though. At what point, let me just ask you a quick, this isn't like a trick question or anything, Joyce, but how long have you been doing, like, research on the Internet?
Well, since the Internet came out, probably. Why?
Okay. Oh, well, see, I'm not even familiar with when it came out because I was like the last, you know, guy on the block to do that. And I was awake within 2 years after I had the Internet. And that's been about 8 years ago that I woke up. But at what point, I mean, we're coming up on the 12th anniversary next month of 9/11. At what point do we not hold these military officers, these guys going in now or guys that have been going in for, just say, I'll just randomly pick out a number, the past 2 or 3 years, 4 or 5 years, whatever. They know that this country is illegitimate. They know that they have to at least know that there are questions that indicate that the government lied to some extent about 9/11. When I see a military officer, I see an enemy of my country. I really do.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel the same way. I mean, we can't feel the way we used to and respect them the way they used to. Let
no,
me go back
sociopaths.
To Dr. Rock.
They're sociopaths.
Yeah,
they want to kill people. They want to wear a uniform. They want to have some brass on their shoulder. They want to get benefits for the rest of their life. And
yes.
they don't care if they have to dance with the devil.
Yes. Let me go to Dr. Rocky.
We're not the good guys.
Okay. How much of this do we take, Dr. Rocky?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, I've been hearing what Frank's right on the money, exactly. I mean, there's just, you know, editorial after editorial, story after story. I was at a meeting last night, and they were talking about the same stuff, still buying into the lies. And again, to do everything. But then when you say, here's the actual reports, for example, the invasion of Afghanistan came from a February 12, 1998 directive that we had to invade Afghanistan, to overthrow the Taliban because they refuse to go along with the Unocal pipeline deal. End of story. And nothing to do with 9/11. And we all, you know, if you and watch the videos again, you guys have been involved with on 9/11. Look at the reports yourself. Go on the Internet. I mean, the Internet, you have to understand, most of the documents, a lot of what we're dealing with on Beyond Treason are not on the Internet, never been on the Internet. You can't put them on the Internet. Okay, and so you just need to get that stuff and share it. And the military, again, what they'll do is you put some report up there and literally go in and change it. That's, again, all the confirmation that's going on with all of the monitoring of emails and communications and phone calls and, interfering with all this stuff, and you're checking your U.S. mail. It's not security. It's total control.
Absolutely.
Because it's been
Absolutely.
Going on for a long, 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 long time.
And they have us sitting at the table, braiding the rope to hang ourselves with, is what's happening. Let me go to Phyllis in Ohio. Phyllis, you're on the air with Dr. Doug Rocky. Go ahead, please, Phyllis.
Oh, thank you. I'll try to be brief, and I do have something to share with Dr. Rocky, which I know you remember very well, Joyce. Goes back to when I was your rep at supposed to be open meetings at the VA in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes.
With my little friend Janice, and I know you remember it well.
I was at Birmingham.
Beg pardon?
I was at Birmingham. Dr.
Okay.
Zumwalt is the one that finally gave the confirmation of my health affection to you.
Well, I was Joyce's rep there, and it was supposed to be at open meetings with the doctors and the psychiatrists and the social workers, and the vets could come in. And so I had a table with a little friend of mine in the back of the room very quietly, and Joyce provided all the information material that we would need, and we began to get the confidence of the veterans, and they wanted information. And the doctor flew out of the room one day, came back with a security guard, and took this old lady and my little friend out. And I asked the security guard what the problem was. problem was, he said we were interfering with the confidentiality of the veterans and took us out.
And threw them out of the VA trying to help the veterans. I mean, this kind of thing is just incredible. And by the way, Phyllis, whose son refused to serve in the U.S. military, an incredible young man, John Allen Coy, went to serve in Rhodesia because he made a decision he could not fight for the United States. And
he wouldn't serve under the United Nations.
Would not serve under the United Nations, and he was killed there. And I thank you very much, Phyllis, for your phone call and reminding us of that and what you were trying to do as a volunteer, 70-some-year-old volunteer. I also want to remind you what Daniel New said, which was, if your name's not on the wall, your job's not done. And that's like Ralph was saying. If your name's not on the wall, meaning the Vietnam Wall, your job is not done. Thank you so much, Phyllis. Let's go to Annette in West. Do you want to say anything, Dr. Rocky, before we continue?
I mean, Birmingham VA is, that's where I went when I was down the DU project, you know, putting all that stuff together. And it finally did acknowledge the health effects down there. The doctor did and the nurse did, but still it didn't do a whole lot of good, did it?
No, it didn't. Let's go to Annette in West Virginia. How long do we wait? How long do we wait? Annette, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Major Rocky.
God bless you both. And my heart goes out to the veterans because they don't know until they get on their missions and they learn the real truth about it. And this is what's so sad. And I have several comments, but they're all related. With reference to the publication you recommended, there's also Veterans Today that is bringing out a lot of this information. And do you know about Tom Valentine? He has a great deal of information relative to this, but also it was many, many years ago that he had interviewed an inventor who said that he had a way to neutralize the effects of this kind of contamination. You may want, I don't think I'm mistaken, and it wouldn't hurt to get in touch with him. He's involved with the Carotech.
Yeah, I know Tom Valentine a lot. I don't know of anything that he has specifically for Gulf War veterans, but I'd like to hear from him. I would have thought he would have told me. He used to host one day a week on the Power Hour, by the way. But thank you very much, Annette, for the phone call.
There's more. There's more.
Okay, more what?
Well, I have more information.
On what?
Well, relative to what you're discussing.
Okay.
The real reason for going into the Middle East was to retrieve the very ancient artifacts, and it was beside the hegemony of global conquest, but it was to retrieve the ancient artifacts and documents in that part of the world, which would mean we would have to revise ancient history, and that would affect all of academia.
Okay, I've heard that before many times. I've never seen any proof. Thank you very much for the phone call. Do you know about that, Dr. Rocky, that was one of the reasons for the Gulf War?
No.
I know. I don't know that that's true. CNN has accused me of actually saying that, that I believe that alien artifacts, believe it or not, that, you know, so I don't know that story, if it's accurate or not. John, do we have any callers? Richard in Texas. Richard in Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Rocky. Go ahead, please.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I want to thank Dr. Rocky for doing all he can. He's doing the work of 10,000 soldiers, and George
is
doing the work of a million soldiers. So now it's fine, like Renee said, and the mother of Mrs. Coy said, it's time for the military to step up. This is an inside job. This is an ongoing inside job. It's time for the military to come out of shock, like I did, like you did, like Doug Rocky did, like thousands of others have done. Stop saying we don't know. You're still using those depleted uranium bullets. That's making them sick. It's making their children sick. It's killing the Iraqis, the Iranians, the Afghanistanis. And we need to start demanding that our clergy and our chaplains. Where are the chaplains? How many chaplains are in the military? Haven't heard a word from them. This is the biggest sellout of all time. have your chaplains. Call your chaplains. Doug Wilkerson had to shoulder all this by himself. Alex Jones shouldn't have to get on every day and blast the 501 people for not speaking out. What's the phrase? Call the chaplains. People dare now. Now the higher.
I think they are afraid. They don't have the guts to speak out, or they would do it. They can't even use the word of God, probably. They probably can't even talk about God as a chaplain anymore. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. You are so right. Thank you, Richard, for the phone call. Kathy in Michigan, you're up next. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Power Hour. It is 54 minutes after the hour. You have no idea how much respect and admiration I have for Dr. Doug Rocky, that he would come on this show, say what he's going to say, knowing that there's all kinds of, you know, attack the messenger people out there just waiting to jump on everything he says. But unfortunately, it's all true. You can get Beyond Treason. It is available at the Power Mall. Call 877-817-9829. There's a special on Beyond Treason. It's only $10. You get some other DVDs with it. Let me just tell you that the CD-ROM has excerpts from the Regal Report, proving that there was defective protective gear, the 308, the 308 missing link files. Those things are huge, showing biological and chemical exposure. Those are formerly classified documents. The Gulf War Risk Factor Report. There is also information on the DU handling procedures provided by Dr. Doug Rocky. Mustard gas exposure. Gersel River test, that's about Alaska. You'll be shocked when you see that. Project White Coat, MK Ultra. The government's documents are there, and that's why they don't like Beyond Treason, ladies and gentlemen. Over 3,000 pages of documents there that you can bring up on a CD-ROM, bring up on your computer. It is incredible what we were able to amass and put on that CD-ROM. Let me go to Kathy in Michigan. Kathy in Michigan, you're on with Dr. Doug Rocky. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Doug Rocky, thank you for being on today. And I wanted to touch on that depleted uranium. We do hand out the Beyond Treason veteran versions, which is the shorter, you know, the more condensed version. It don't have all the CD-ROM and all the documents, but it's good enough. And it does give them enough information. And we handed one out to one that lives in a veteran's home. He says, oh, we're going to watch this on movie night. And then he was, you know, and there was going to be like 20 men there to watch it. And we started taking the Z Natural, and because it is the only detoxification liquid mineral product that actually removes radioactive isotopes, fluoride, I mean, all kind of things. And we had a man come up to us at the farmer's market. We have a booth, and I made up little flyers for the Z Natural, and we were talking. He's in his late 20s. He's very ill. He says, there's no help for me. I said, you know what? You can try this. Here, watch this DVD, and then also check out the Z-Natural. The Z-Natural, you know, what have you got to lose? It might help you. So, you know, I just wanted to give a plug on that Z-Natural, too, you know.
Thank you so very much for that. I appreciate that very much. I appreciate it very, very much, because I'm telling you, you are absolutely right that it does work, and it's hard for people to believe. I need to get some of that to Dr. Rocky, too. But thank you, thank you, thank you very much for calling in and all that you guys are doing. I really, really respect that. Thank you so much. Dr. Rocky, I need to talk to you about this because it will take out heavy metals out of the body, and it's something I'm really excited about. John, do we have any more callers? Janice in Michigan. Let's go to Janice in Michigan. You're on with Dr. Doug Rocky.
Oh, hi, Dr. Rocky and Joyce.
Hi, dear.
It's a great show, Joyce.
Thank you.
Dr. Rocky, do you think that our military has been hijacked and taken over by something other than American?
No.
You don't? You know, as far as the United Nations, NATO forces?
No.
You don't think so? I do.
Oh, I do too. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind that it's a UN operation now. UN, aka US operation, since we own the United Nations too. Dr. Rocky, thank you so much for joining us today. Amazing amounts of information. I wish you well, wish you health, and thank you for all that you have done for all veterans everywhere. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Joyce.
We salute you at the Power Hour. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, there will be Deborah Tavares for 2 hours. StopTheCrime.net, RefuseSmartMeters.com, ToxicSky.org, ToxicDrinkingWater.org. You don't want to miss her. Oh, boy. We got lots of documents to talk about tomorrow. She's been sending them to me. You don't want to miss this show. Have a blessed day. Get this out. Get this show with Dr. Rossi out to all the veterans. Please get the email blast. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you all.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
ThePowerMall.com. We really appreciate your support, your prayers, your donations, all the above. Of course, if you've never purchased from us before, if you're a new listener, you put in the code FIRST10, F-I-R-S-T, the number 10, at checkout. You'll get a discount. Or if you're calling Jay, or if you haven't purchased in a long time, why not? Check it out. Support us. Give a donation. Pray for us. So thank you so much for your support. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Manna Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.